Hi, I'm Serena, and this is my co-host, Mike, and you're listening to Diapers and Deployments, Who's Got It Worse? The podcast that talks about all things military, the good, the bad, and the oh shit.
On today's show, we will touch base on goat yoga, Trevor Lawrence, and whether he'll save Jacksonville or not, and introduce you to our first female veteran.
This podcast is supported by SkillMill Corporation, helping veterans transition to the civilian workspace.
All right, Serena, so you're all moved in. We talked about it a little last week. You're in your parents' basement, I think, still. So tell me where you're at and what's going on this week.
Yes, all moved in. All moved into the parents' basement. Brandon and I made a joke, like we came full circle. 20 years ago, our relationship started downstairs in my parents' basement.
Whoa. I don't want to hear about that part. Hold on. Fast forward. Okay, go ahead.
And here we are, moved in. But finally, some good news for the Moyer family. I feel like the past several episodes have been just chaos for us. But my husband is here in Kansas City. He signed his paperwork. He came home on Monday, the 22nd of Feb. So we are officially a family, and he is done with his service to this country. And now he won't retire for another 40 days or so. But he's here in Kansas City, and he's scheduling interviews, which is awesome. And we're together. No more long work, as my kids call it.
Oh, yeah. Those long deployments. And I know a lot of my listeners have done that, and they can feel us, and they know where we're coming from. And I want to say welcome home to Brandon if he's listening. So Brandon's home, and, you know, it's not going to feel real, I'll tell you, for about 40 days because he's on terminal leave. And it didn't set in for me quite until the day after terminal leave. I'm like, oh, I'm really out now. Like, I could go to Colorado and do what they do out there. But it'll set in. And then when the paycheck doesn't show up, that's really when it set in for me, Serena.
You know, that's what I'm counting down to. And I have to reel myself in sometimes because I know Brandon knows that. And I don't need to remind him of that. But positive today, he did have some emails about interviews, like scheduling interviews with a company that he's very interested in. So that's positive. And looking forward to these next 40 days to spend with him, where it's not so hectic. You know, I know it's going to be stressful for the next few weeks.
Well, I thought it would be harder, honestly, to be home after all those years of being away. And as my listeners may not know, my last 20 months, I was in Norfolk, Virginia. My family's in Foley, Alabama. I did a Geo Bachelor Tour. I'll never recommend that to anyone.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. You know, you miss so much. And I thought, well, now I wanted to come home, but I didn't know how I would adjust. But Serena, it's going to be great. You're going to love it, having him home. And I adjusted like no adjustment, honestly. It just turned out to be great. Got to spend a lot of time with my babies and, you know, tell him to enjoy this time because he's earned it.
My parents put him to work. He's only been home for 24 hours and we spent all day together at their store.
Hey, good.
He was building racks for some new merchandise. And now he's downstairs doing some electrical work in our bedroom that needed it. I know he wants to stay busy. And then, you know, we're spending time together in the meantime. So it's going to be an adventure, but I'm looking forward to it. So how about you? What's going on with you? What happened this weekend?
I don't know if my listeners, know that my daughter had some major surgery about 6 weeks ago, jaw surgery and everything. And I wasn't supposed to let her do anything. I was call it risky for 4 months, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, being a great parent that I am, she's like, hey, Dad, I want to go to box this weekend and go four-wheeling with my friends. My initial answer, of course, was no. But the 15-year-old persisted, I'll be careful. So I went and talked to the parents that were taking her. I was like, hey, she can't ride with anybody except an adult, you know, and go slow and take the precautions. Uh-huh. And we don't have a four-wheeler, right? We don't have an ATV.
Okay, yeah.
She went with them, and that was Friday night. She did really well. And Saturday, me and Regina went to look at ATVs. I'm like, because Regina said no for a long time, but I really, really wanted the kids to have one. And she says she doesn't want one and she'll let me buy whatever I want. But, you know, she's against it. And I'm okay. And she's like, okay, let's go look. And we look and we left. And I'm like, that's the one we want, right? Nice four wheeler. Mm-hmm. Serena, 10 minutes later, my phone rings in the car. They're like,
oh my gosh. I mean, did you have any sort of intuition or anything like that? Because I know some parents have that kind of stuff.
Soon as I saw the number, first thought was, I hope she's okay. My second thought was, shit, there goes the four-wheeler.
Yeah.
the lady's like, she's fine. But she had a small four-wheeler accident. She's fine. She's got a boot on. But the whole...
Oh, so like she did get hurt enough to wear a boot.
Oh, yeah. She's really sore. But she didn't hit her face. Like, so I'm That's still a good parent. Still a good parent, Serena.
Your face is okay.
Yeah, her face is okay.
Your extremities aren't.
Yeah, that's fine. But guess what the chances of me buying a four-wheeler are for the next couple of months?
Oh, I'd tell you to take a hike if I was a woman.
Looks like we're getting a boot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a stressful weekend. And, you know, medical insurance, right? We take it for granted in the military.
Yeah.
We're on our way to the hospital and the emergency room. And I have two people text me and say, hey, if you need a boot, she has to wear a boot because we're worried about her foot. We have them because they're kind of expensive. And I wasn't being mean or sarcastic or anything. My mind automatically went to, it's okay. We have medical insurance, right?
Right.
I wasn't worried on my way to the hospital about medical insurance. There's a lot of Americans out there who worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day to day. And I think a lot of military members take that for granted.
Absolutely. Episode 4, we talked about that, about how that was a deciding factor for Brandon and I about getting out because of medical costs for me alone. But we took it for granted in the Navy. And now we still have TRICARE and it'll be great for that. Yes, so
it is great. So, you know,
I'm fortunate, you know, it's that makes your service not be in vain. I mean, you worked hard for, Brandon, 20 years, you even 30, and, you know, it's worth it with just for that because so many people struggle.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm not bringing Tony on anymore because he said people that serve as long as I did die quick. So he's off the show forever.
I did notice that your fingernail's black. Did you smash it doing home renovations?
Oh, my buddy helped me move the fridge and he moved it on my finger.
Oh, against the counter?
Oh, yeah. It hurt so bad.
Oh,
I was
God.
Like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. He's like, I'm sorry. I was like, it's fine. And I went in the other room like, ah. Yeah, it hurts.
Got it. That sucks.
Yeah. But I tell you, the house is looking better. And, you know, like I said before, I got a bar out of the deal. So I'm not complaining. So
I hope you're taking before and after photos.
My wife said that. Guess what? I didn't.
Oh, no.
I know. That's okay. Well, my office is next. So when we start doing this and people can see us, when we get our YouTube channel, they'll be able to see our beautiful face. Well, your beautiful face and then my face.
Oh, come on.
You know, they'll hopefully have some cool stuff behind me. But what else are you doing this week? Aren't you cooking? You said it's a big meal for your family or?
Yes. So my husband has not seen his brothers in 3 years or our sister-in-laws or our 8 nieces and nephews. So they're all coming over tonight to my parents' house and I'm making pork carnitas in the slow cooker right now. And we're going to get together. I mean, that's another thing. We don't have to rush to see family. It's not like pack your schedule to see your family because you only have 14 days of leave. This is like, hey, we're home, we're settled. It's been 3 weeks. And so I'm like, come over, let's have dinner and hang out. So
I'm sure all military people feel the same way. I'll just speak for everyone when I say it sucks when you're on leave, because here's what happens. You drive 10 hours or you fly cross country for, a day.
Yeah.
And then you want to see your family and everyone's like, come and see me. You're like,
no,
hello, you come see me.
Oh, that was my biggest pet peeve. I mean, we spend thousands of dollars flying from Hawaii for people, like for weddings. And I do it because I want to do it because I want to see my family. But then it's like almost a kick in the nuts when they say, come to me, come see me, come. Yeah. And I'm like, gosh, darn it, man. I just flew with 2 babies on a 10-hour flight. How about you come to me?
Well, and they're in their normal lives. I'm going to tell you what made me kind of realize that I'll call it this disruption or what the way people see military folks. So I grew up in a small town in West Virginia and my best friend was named Jim Bob. And one day, it must have been 10 years ago, I watched his kids grow up, but I would only come in every now and then. And his kids kind of, as they got older, I didn't see them as much. And one of them was like, me and your dad, we were talking, me and your dad have been friends for all this time. And she goes, yeah, you're the guy that comes home and gets my dad drunk and in trouble. So that's the guy I am, the guy that comes in, once every 6 months or once a year and gets their dad in trouble.
Well, we definitely have to get out of this vacation mode because for 20 years, any vacation we took was home to see family. And so I'm looking forward to taking an actual vacation.
Me too.
Where we're not going with family or going to see family.
Yeah. We had very few, I'll call them real vacations. We've had some, but you're right. A lot of times when you had some time off, you want to go see your family because you've been away from them for so long.
Yeah. So now that's a thing of the past. And We are not on vacation, so I probably should stop eating and drinking like I'm on vacation.
I tell people I eat like I belong to the circus. I don't know what's going on with me lately.
That's hilarious.
You know, I'm going to give Serena the honor of introducing our first female veteran guest. So, Serena.
Yes. Today we have Charlene Deary from Northeast Florida Women Veterans. So, hello, Charlene. Welcome to our show.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I know it's kind of early, but got to get this day started right. I'd like to start off by saying thank you for your service. It's an honor for us to have our first female veteran on to talk about your time in service and then talk about what you're doing today at Northeast Florida Women Veterans for Women Veterans.
Yeah, so first of all, tell us about your service. What did you do? What made you join? Family members?
Okay, yes. So I served in the Air Force as a security forces, 3PO51 for those who know it in the Air Force. I did that for a few years. Unfortunately, I had to be medically removed. And so I was really sad. I actually became a little bit depressed for a long time. So I kind of lost my way after that. But when I relocated to Jacksonville, I started hitting up the VA for services, medical services, things of that nature. I came across these women who were offering a survey to women who served, this Restore Her survey. I said, okay, well, I'm interested. Let me go ahead and complete that. It was like a 10-page survey of, you know, types of services you're receiving or not receiving. I guess in a way they were trying to see what kind of gaps of services they could fill from this organization. So I ended up filling that survey out, submitting it. And when I did that, one of the ladies asked me, she says, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to come volunteer? Well, shoot, yes, I'm not doing a damn thing. I'm depressed, staying up. Let me see what's going on. And so I did that. And when I walked in the doors of Northeast Florida Women Veterans, it was like this overwhelming sensation, this blanket of welcomes that says, hey, you're here, you're home. And so from 2014 or 15 to date, I have been doing nothing but serving our military, mostly women veterans, but I've had different things in between. I'm here to talk about the Her Total Wellness Program. And basically what that is, it's a journey to help our women veterans, actually all military women, whether active duty, whether they came out yesterday or 20 years ago, their daughter is 18 to 24, come on and take these programs that help with self-sufficiency. We focus on body, mind, and economic empowerment. And so we host different workshops, including employability preparations, financial fitness, time management, transition challenges, dress for success, and just like a plethora of different workshops. And it comes on about twice a week. We host a workshop followed by some kind of therapeutic session after that, such as yoga or therapeutic art. And our women are always so grateful for that. And we actually host a full graduation. This has been going on since 2017. And as of today, we are at cohort 18. So we host about 5 workshops a year.
Do these have a fee with them? Or are they free for veterans?
It is absolutely free. The program is funded by a handful of community partners. We have the Florida Blue Foundation, the Disabled Veterans, DVNF, Wounded Warriors, and the SELA Foundation. We also have the Jaguars Foundation in supporting the organization and the program.
Now, hold on now. I'm a Jacksonville fan, and I don't know if you want them involved because they're not good at anything. Except the draft. They always pick high in the draft. I'm just kidding. No, you know, I worked for them for a little while, years and years ago. I won't date myself, but it is a great organization and they do help out our military. They love our military. I just wish they were better at football.
It happens with Trevor Lawrence when he comes on through. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I think they're going to take him. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so excited.
So how would a woman sign up for one of these 6-week courses?
And do you have to be a Florida resident?
You do have to be a resident right now for this program in at least one of the counties in Northeast Florida.
Okay.
And it
okay.
is something we're working to get throughout the state and eventually throughout the nation. We have active duty members out here. We need them to do something. We have National Guard members, reservists that are just kind of not, you know, they need this. They need this to learn and understand what's out there for them. This program, yes, it gives you these skills and knowledge, but it also gives you access to the multiple resources that women just have no idea are available to them.
Mm-hmm.
You can go onto our website, www.4womenvets, that's forwomenvets.org. Then go ahead and look at the programs and click under Her Total Wellness and hit sign up. You can call us 904-862-6039. One of us will answer the phone and they'll always connect them over to me.
Now, Serena may need some of this, wellness stuff. She just moved cross country and now she's trapped in her basement with her, and her husband's home all the time. So she's not in Florida. You think you can make an exception for her?
People often forget that our families, our spouses they're essentially soldiers too. They're out there fighting for their soldier who's overseas or even serving here nationally.
So I was in submarine force for 26 years and, male dominated. I worked with a few females when I was on shore duty, but very few. And then I went to the hospital community and, lots and lots and lots of females, right? People automatically assume when you ask for a military discount or you go somewhere that the male is the veteran.
Right? Yeah.
I know. She said,
on and on.
Well, go ahead.
Any woman you meet, and you don't have to meet them at the hospital. Shoot, one in every three women walking past you is a woman who served in the military, active duty, National Guard, Reserve. It doesn't matter. She's on the uniform, just like her male counterpart.
Right.
Yeah.
The CEO of Northeast Florida Women Veterans. She's retired 20 plus years. Our senior case manager is retired Army. I think she's 22 years. When I brought my husband with me to the VA one day, of course, all the men there, sir, what branch did you serve in? And I'm standing there like, hi, I exist.
I'm right here.
I'm the one, not him. No. Don't forget.
I will tell you that the opportunities for females and males inside the military, there is no difference whatsoever. And I honestly believe that. I believe that everyone in the military, no matter your background, gets an equal opportunity shot to make it. And I don't know how you feel about that, Charlene.
No, I agree. It's just when you come out, it's the perception of the entire nation that you have to be a male to have served and to be considered a veteran.
Well, I'd like to give you the opportunity now to give your website and your phone number one more time for people that are interested, and then come back another day for us and talk about the other programs that Northeast Florida Women Veterans offer.
Absolutely. I'm happy to do that. Okay. So again, our website is www.forwomenvets.org. That's forwomenvets.org. And just go ahead and highlight programs and click on Her Total Wellness. It's very easy to sign up. Again, you have to be in Northeast Florida. You can reach out to us at 904-862-6039.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And if you're listening, every state probably has something like this, maybe not as good as yours. But, hop on the Google there and figure it out.
Thank you for your service. I know that that's tough as a woman. I appreciate you and thank you for your service. And thank you to all those women that you're helping every day with your program.
All right, Serena. So thank you for bringing her on. That's the first time I got to speak with her. I do want to touch on a few things. She talked about depression. She found a way, though. She was forced out medically, but she continued to serve, right, to this day. You don't have to wear a uniform to serve this country.
No, that's right. There's so many opportunities for you to volunteer and help veterans and help them, get off the streets and find work. And obviously, that's what they're doing down in Northeast Florida. So that's great. And it sounds like she found her calling. She loved being a veteran. Yes. And then when she couldn't do it any longer, she found the right thing for her to keep serving. And that's great. And I like to see people come out of that because that's common for people that are out of the military.
It's way more common than we'd like to admit.
Right. You live a certain way for, 4, 6, 10, 20, 30 years, and it becomes such a huge part of your life. You don't know how to,
you don't know
how to function after.
I tell my kids that they live a fake life and like, my dad, I said, you grow up in the military around people that have the same kind of house, the same kind of car, make the same kind of money. We act kind of the same way. We deploy, we go to the commissary and on base. And, when the national anthem plays, we all stop what we're doing. Even at home, I stand up. You get used to being around those kind of people. Not that those kind of people are better or worse than anyone else. But then when you get out, all of a sudden, it's back to reality. And everyone's got their own life and they're different, right?
Right.
Everyone's different. So
the military community is something that, maybe I will find it out in the civilian world, but I feel like I won't find the kind of community we had in the military just because the camaraderie with each other, having to become single parents and do things alone and during tough times, and the friends that you meet one day are family the next because you need an emergency contact for your kids. I
know. Well, hey, she mentioned yoga, that they offer yoga classes. So I'm going to tell you a funny yoga story.
Okay.
By the way, I don't do yoga. They tried to get me to do hot yoga one time. You ever heard of hot yoga?
I have. I do yoga. I love yoga. It's so good for you. You should try it.
No. But anyway.
But in your defense, I've never done hot yoga because I don't think I'd be able to breathe.
Oh, when they raise the room to 104 and then, I don't know, then you're supposed to do
people,
some stretches.
I think sometimes people think yoga is just like, just sitting there and, you know, sitting Indian style with your hands on your legs and, you know, whatever, but you get in some of those positions and it's hard and you're breathing hard because you do yoga flows and it's tough work. And I know people try to, make fun. And I don't know if you've heard of goat yoga. Have you seen that?
Serena, that sounds dirty.
Well, it is because you're like in a pasture or a barn or a field with a bunch of goats and like, you'll be in a yoga pose on the ground and a goat can just like jump up on top of you. Like it's climbing up on a rock.
Family show.
No, for real.
Okay. Serena, I'm not doing goat yoga.
I would say go Google it or go on YouTube, but you might run into something you don't want to see. But yeah, for real, goat yoga is a thing, just like hot yoga.
Oh my God. Well, I'm going to tell you my yoga story then. I was asked to be a part of a Bible group, a men's group. They're like, hey, come over. I was like, okay. You know, I said, where is it? They're like, oh, it's at Fairhope Brewery. I'm like, hold on.
A brewery?
Yeah. We're meeting at a brewery. I'm in. And there's nothing wrong with having a beer. So
no.
Anyway, I agree. But then when I get there, so the men's Bible group is sitting at this table having a beer and right across the room, they're doing a yoga class for girls.
Oh, that's funny. Was that a coincidence?
Guess who likes a Bible group now?
Did you sign up for the whole year? You're a year member.
It's funny. It was right before the stupid COVID, but when they start doing yoga again at the brewery, I'm going back to my Bible group. All right, Serena. So my wife's got a smile on her face because this week I agreed to try something new as far as drinking goes. Yeah. She's not going to tell me what it is until you were on the phone. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Regina, hand it to me. Oh my God. Are you sure I agreed to this? She said yes. She's shy. It's a Corona Refresca flavorful tropical cocktail. Oh my God, guava lime. Sounds so delicious.
Yeah, the guava lime is my favorite.
So you like this, right?
I do, yes.
So before I try it, what are the chances you think I'll like it?
I don't think you're going to hate it, but I don't think it's going to be something you drink all the time. I mean, maybe like when you're floating in your pool, but.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, okay.
Deep breath.
chug.
Oh God. Oh God.
You don't like it?
Get me a bourbon. I got to wash the taste out of my mouth. Oh, no. You know, I don't like fruity drinks. Take that away. Woodford Reserve, please. Serena. Okay. So you like that. Okay, good.
I do like those. Yes.
You know what I'm drinking this week? How about you?
Well, remember we talked before about how I got the Keurig DrinkWorks machine. Not sponsored, would love to be. And I moved it with us across the country because I didn't want to be without it because our stuff's in storage. When I got to the liquor store here in Kansas City, all they had was a sampler pack. They didn't have individual.
Ooh, I love drinks. Sampler packs.
Yes. Yes. So I got the sampler pack. So tonight I am trying the Mai Tai. Bring us back to Hawaii.
Oh, Mai Tais.
I mean, it's not Hawaii. We're in Kansas, but it is delicious. It's so good.
So the Barefoot Bar, for anyone who hasn't been in Hawaii at the Halakoa, they have the best Mai Tais on the island. I'm not a fruity drink guy, but I love a Mai Tai.
So, I mean, who doesn't love a Mai Tai when they're sitting on the beach? I love the Mai Tai when you're flying into Hawaii and they're serving Mai Tais to everybody. That's like getting you started for your vacation.
Well, enjoy your Mai Tai. I'm going to try to wash this taste out of my mouth with some Woodford Reserve because turns out I'm not a fan of what is that, guava lime.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Diapers and Deployments brought to you by Skillmill.
Go to skillmill.com to check out our blog and create an account. You can also find us on social media. Let us help you find your next career.
Don't forget, that's skill with two L's and mill with one.
Until next time.